Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and proud to welcome Lagodi Mayor Noel Hardy in the studio with us today. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
You got it. Always great to have you for a visit. And it's a busy time in the city of Lagodi as we get ready for the annual Lagodi Summerfest, which kicks off, this Thursday, right?
Yep, on the 14th. They'll start blocking the streets at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the vendors will be set up. And in the evening, 6 o'clock, we'll begin with our Queen Pageant. And this year, I'm happy to say, we have five contestants for our Queen Contest.
That's awesome.
I think so, for a community our size. And, you know, there would have been a time you would have said, five, what? But, you know, as we all know, a lot of counties for their 4-H Queen Contest and so forth, that's about all they have, you know, for those, where it used to be, what, 12, 15 contestants. So we'll kick it off with that. And then following that, something that was started last year by the Lagodi Parks and Recreation Department is the talent contest. And it's just not singing. It's I understand that we've got at least one applicant or a contestant, I should say, that's going to bring an animal, and I believe it's their dog, and we'll see what kind of talent we have there. And that will carry on after the Queen Contest. Then on Friday night, that will carry on, and that will go on stage first from, I believe, 6 to 8. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll have Fun Guns. And Fun Guns are a local, primarily Martin County-based group that sings all types of music. And you know, they bring in a big crowd, being from Martin County, and the type of music that they play, it's usually a younger crowd, but we need to have all types of music so that we can attract a little bit of everybody to our festival. So then on Saturday morning, we'll have our 5K walk and run. That's been popular every year. Lagodi Knights of Columbus puts that on. And then in the evening, of course, we'll have the talent contest. Prior to that, we're going to have our car show. And that will, I believe that begins around 2 o'clock. And that will end around with the parade. Usually they finish up on their awards and so forth. And they enter the parade, which is at 7 o'clock, line up at 6. And then after, then the talent contest will be between, it will be, I believe, between 7 and 8, and then at 8 o'clock, we have a special award ceremony for a local fireman that's been serving 50 years on the Lagodi Fire Department. He was recognized earlier in the year. And then after that, we'll have 86, which is a band from Du Bois County. I think you and I talked about that earlier, Duane. Very, very good band that, again, plays all types of music. And then we'll end with our fireworks at about 10 o'clock.
You know, there's something for everyone. This is this started a few years back now. It just grows every year. Businesses really step up to support. You get a lot of donations. But for the kids, Dino's Amusement Rides will be back all 3 days right there.
Yep, they'll be there. And we spoke with them yesterday. And we'll have the rides. And, of course, the fire department will also set up their mock. They have a trailer course, and it's a mock area where it seems to be that the house is on fire, and they kind of show, you know, what you need to do if a fire transpires. And like you mentioned, Dino's will be there with all of their rides. And of course, there'll be a few vendors with some different toys and different items that people can buy. And we can't forget the food, all of the food vendors. I don't know, there's probably 8 or 10. And the library added this year, they're going to be offering strawberry shortcakes. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, that sounds good.
That kind of reminds me of the Rendezvous. You know, they have their famous strawberry shortcakes down there. So I can't wait to see what these turn out like. So.
And then you've got the ice cream social, which will be all 3 days. And the beer garden is back this year, too.
Yep.
BFW's doing the beer garden.
Yeah, last year they had chosen not to do it, and we really didn't have anybody to pick that up. But yeah, they brought that back, and they'll also be serving their famous bratwurst, which you always have to have at least one, maybe for me, maybe one each day. So usually when the event's over, I have a full belly, that's for sure.
Well, the bottom line is there's something for everyone. It's three big days. It starts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you want the complete rundown, the schedule of events, we got a link on our Facebook page. You can also go to Lagodi Summerfest on Facebook. They're doing a great job keeping it up to date with all the happenings going on in downtown Lagodi for the annual Summerfest. And again, we'll be broadcasting live from there Friday afternoon. Looking forward to it. Mayor Noel Hardy, our guest this morning. Mayor, thanks for coming in, and a busy weekend coming up for Lagodi. We'll see you there.
Thank you, and see you on Friday.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.